Morning. You know what day this is? It's a Sunday. And you know what's great about Sundays? We all get together to do some worship in God's holy house. Amen. I was going to use the mic, but I don't think it works any better than if I just talk, so I'm just going to talk. It's good to be here this morning. I love having the opportunity every once in a while to give a message, something that God will lay in my heart and be able to share it with each and every one of you. Those that are online, welcome, welcome, welcome. I can't tell you how much it means to be able to touch people that are out there. You know, electronics and the new age is wonderful that we can sit here with a room full of people and still reach those that are out there. You know, so if you're watching your phone or listening to us on the TV set, however, you know, just get closer, whatever you have to do. It's God's day and it's His love that we want to talk about. Out today is going to be a day of exercise. No, we're not doing jumping jacks, push-ups, or even sit-ups. Today we're walking. But we're walking by faith. Amen. It is said that during Jesus' ministry that He walked over 3,500 miles during that time. It equates to walking from one end of China to the other end of China. I don't have any clue how they figured that out, but that's what they say. Let's give a moment for prayer. Father, thank You, Lord. Thank You for bringing us together this morning. Jesus, we just love You so much. Let this message go out, Father. Let it touch each and every one of us, Father. There's something there that can be used, something that is needed, Father, or something that is to be shared, Lord. We know that it is all about You. It is Your love, Father. I pray that the words that I speak are those of Yours, Father, that show Your true love and Your compassion, Father. We thank You in everything that You do. In Jesus' name, amen. What is faith? The dictionary says it this way: complete trust or confidence in someone or something. A strong belief based on spiritual conviction rather than proof. Also, living a life based on trusting God rather than sight or circumstances. Paul says in 2 Corinthians, I think I forgot to give these to you, Matt. I have a couple here that I forgot. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, we live by faith, not by sight. Walking by sight is something that we have all perfected. Belief in what we see, however, we are called to walk by faith, believing without proof. Walking with Jesus is more than a phrase. It's a life-changing journey. It's about aligning every step, decision, and moment with His purpose and presence. The walk is not always easy, but it is filled with grace, love, and divine guidance. The closer we draw to Him, the more our lives are transformed. It's in those times of surrender that we experience His power in ways we could never have imagined. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8, it is said, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children in the light. The journey is not about outward actions. It starts from the inside. An inner transformation by the Holy Spirit. Spiritual growth comes through prayer and the Word and giving to God's will. A walk with Jesus involves humility, service to others. Matthew 16, verse 24 says, "Then Jesus said to his disciples, 'If anyone would come after me, they must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.'" Sacrificing personal desires align with us God's purpose. A personal relationship with Jesus forms the foundation of walking closely with him. The connection builds intimacy through worship and trust. Through faith in Christ, sacrificed on the cross, comes reconciliation with God. In Romans 14, verses 8 and 9, says, "If we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. For whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. For this very reason, Christ died and returned to life, so that he might be the Lord of both the dead and living." Daily communication strengthens this bond. Prayer invites God's presence into decisions and struggles while fostering spiritual maturity over time. Scripture study deepens understanding of God's character and promise. Meditating on verse, like in Psalms 119, or chapter 119, verse 105. "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." It brings clarity during uncertain moments. Maintaining fellowship within a faith community also nurtures growth by encouraging accountability and support from others who share Christ-centered values. Preparing the heart and the mind is essential for walking closely with Jesus. It creates a foundation for spiritual growth and intimacy. Humility opens the heart to God's work. I intentionally set aside pride, recognizing my dependence on Him. Scripture reminds me in James 4:10, "Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms." An open mind allows us to receive His guidance fully. I ask God to align my thoughts with His will daily. This includes being teachable in moments of correction or conviction through His Word. I elevate my attitudes by asking reflective questions. Am I allowing pride to hinder God's voice? Do I seek His wisdom before making decisions? Think about that. Do I seek His wisdom before making decisions? You know, you may have something coming up and I don't know, buying a car, buying a house or whatever. Even those things seem small. But do we seek do we seek Him in making those decisions? Is it something I can really do? Is it something I can afford? Is it something I'm getting myself into deep trouble in? Or whatever. But His wisdom before making a decision. Think about that. Do I seek His wisdom before making a decision? Practicing these principles keeps my spirit ready for transformation. Worship shifts my focus from the earthly concerns to God's greatness. It draws me closer to Him while renewing my spirit. In Psalms 95:6, it says, "Come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker." Worship is not limited to music. It reflects in how I live obediently and honor Him in every action. Prayer strengthens my relationship with Jesus through consistent communication. In prayer, I seek direction. I express gratitude and intercede for others as instructed. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Daily devotion deepens understanding of Scripture's truth about Christ's love and promise. Morning prayer sets a godly tone for the day. Bible study reveals practical ways to follow Jesus' teachings. This journey is not just about outward actions. It starts from inner transformation by the Holy Spirit. The spiritual growth comes through prayer, studying the Word, and yielding to God's will. Brings us all together. The message is short this morning, but the message is truth. The message is one that we need to look at. We need to love. You know, do we pray in the morning? Do we count on God? Do we ask His will in our lives? I think with all that being said, that pretty much brings us to a close. But I just want everyone to remember, developing a heart for worship. Look at where you are in your Christian life. Do you have a heart for worship? Are you willing to go out and do that extra bit? Do we walk with Jesus every day? Do we walk by faith? And is that faith strength? Is it love? Does it guide us in the directions that we need to go? Can we be like Jesus and walk that 3,500 miles in faith. We are His children, and He loves us unconditionally. Do we love Him unconditionally back? I pray that we do. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord. We thank You for this day. Thank You for the words, Father, that You brought out. We thank You for Your love and Your guidance, Father. We thank You for how You touch us, Father, how You move us along. We have faith, Father, in You and all that we do. We know through faith that You are real, that You are alive, that Your Spirit is there, because we feel Your Spirit, Father, every day. We just love You, Lord Jesus, and we thank You so much. In Jesus' eternal name, amen.